Hello and welcome to The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. We're on Twitter at KUOW. Some Burien residents have gotten an unusual flyer in their mail recently. This flyer says, American citizens in Burien, yes, you have been cheated. There's a map on one side with a list of so-called illegal alien and gang criminals. Names and addresses are printed on the flyer with labels like murderer, drug dealer, and DACA rapist. This is what the King County executive, Dow Constantine, said about this mailer.
This letter demonizes local immigrants. It recklessly includes names and addresses. It is nothing but fear-mongering and intimidation. Straight out of Trump's playbook. And I am furious.
KUOW's immigration reporter Liz Jones is following this. Liz, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Bill.
Now, Burien has a history of this debate over undocumented immigration. Will you remind us what has led up to this mailer?
Yeah, I'll give you sort of the Cliff Notes version here.
Mm-hmm.
So just for some context, Burien is about 20% Latino population. It's been growing in recent years. It's about double what it was 15 years ago. So that's just kind of setting the stage of who's there in Burien.
Mm-hmm.
The council has been in a heated debate over the past summer and last year about a sanctuary ordinance. This is a measure that would protect undocumented immigrants, limit how much local law enforcement work for them, this kind of a notion of police and government officials don't ask about someone's immigration status. Well, it really went through several rounds trying to get this approved in the Burien City Council, very heated debates, very vocal and upsetting public meetings for a lot of people. That did eventually pass the Burien City Council, and then a group called Respect Washington led an effort to repeal that. They got a petition going, got more than 3,600 people to sign a petition to try to repeal that sanctuary ordinance. That was about to go on the ballot for next week. And lawsuits cropped up both in Burien and in Spokane against this group and against the repeal effort. And a court eventually found that the petition, the effort to have a public vote on this issue of sanctuary, was beyond the scope of the initiative ordinance or initiative process, rather. So that was overturned. But it just kind of shows Burien as sort of a microcosm of a larger immigration debate going on in our country as this unfolds.
Okay, so this so-called sanctuary city idea is not up for a vote here on Election Day. This group, Respect Washington, is frustrated. And what's the idea behind these mailers?
Right. So Respect Washington, they have a history in our area of pushing for legislation that pulls back some benefits for undocumented immigrants, would disqualify them for driver's license, not allow them to win lotteries, take away college financial aid, those kinds of things. So the founder of this group, Craig Keller, he said he sent out the petition for one thing, to update people who signed, or he sent out the mailer to update people who signed that petition that they are appealing this court ruling. That was one part of it. The second part was that he wanted to endorse a slate of candidates he felt were more in line with his views. And then we tried to ask him more specifically, why include this map of addresses of people and their alleged crimes? And this is what he had to say.
There was nothing but good and progress intended with this letter here in the height of election season, which gets a lot of people wrapped up. And, you know, there's a heightened interest, of course, because we as citizens want to have a say in our government. This is our main opportunity on Election Day.
Okay, so that's Craig Keller saying this is information, this is transparency.
Right.
Of course, some people don't see it that way, have a big problem with these mailers. What are their concerns?
Right. So we saw King County Sheriff John Urquhart is one of the first to publicly denounce these flyers and publicize what was happening. This came out late last week. He said it raises concerns about privacy. He raises concerns about the information, whether it's credible or not, that it could incite vigilantism of someone going to an address where maybe this person who was either charged or convicted of a crime no longer lives. Someone else could live there. So it just raises risks for people. It's inflammatory. And that's some of the concerns that have been raised about those flyers.
Well, one of the concerns you mentioned is credibility. So this flyer's got names and addresses and crimes supposedly committed. Where did Respect Washington get that information, and how credible, how accurate is it?
Yeah, and we haven't gone through all the reports, but Craig Keller says he pulled most of it from reporting in the Seattle Times, stories that had been reported of people who were in the country without legal status, who were charged or convicted of crimes, and lists their names and their addresses. They did block out the specific number of the address where people lived, so like an apartment number was redacted from the list he sent out.
Okay. And is it legal to send a flyer out with this information?
Yeah, it's a good question. And it's law enforcement have said nothing appears to be unlawful. Craig Keller certainly feels that it's within his rights of free speech to do this. I asked a constitutional law expert here in Seattle about this, and he said if it's a question of whether they did have the right under the First Amendment, free speech, that's most certainly true. He said it's very few restrictions on free speech unless the information was defamatory or false in some way. Like, for example, if it named someone as a criminal when in fact they were not a criminal, or some other inaccuracy that really harms them. In theory, they could be charged afterwards if there were some real harm that came to a person. But it looks like it is within the bounds of free speech to send out a flyer like this.
And Liz, you also mentioned the idea of vigilantism. And in fact, you visited some of the houses that are printed on this mailer. What did people living there say to you?
Yeah, most people had no idea that their address was listed on this flyer. Some had even seen the stories in the news that this was going on in Burien, but didn't realize that their specific address had been called out. One person said he felt like it was a real violation of his privacy, doesn't understand why somebody would do that. Why call out where I live on this map? And then another person, a Latino couple I talked to, was very reluctant to talk, said, you know, they're here legally, or they have lawful status here. They don't get involved in politics. They just had questions about why somebody would do this, but really wanted to stay out of it. Just, you know, leave us alone was kind of the feeling they had.
Yeah. And also you mentioned this part of this mailer had to do with endorsing some city council candidates who are running right now. Why did this person from Respect Washington, Craig Keller, why did he say he included these four candidates on his mailer?
You know, I don't know if we've got a clear answer for him or from that, but we have heard clearly from those four candidates that they are not at all affiliated with Craig Keller. They have denounced the flyers as well. So it's unclear if they had some relationship prior to this flyer going out, or were unclear of who, what each other represented. So from Craig Keller's point of view, I'm not sure why he targeted them, except seeing them as more sympathetic with his views potentially. But the candidates have clearly said we are not aligned with this thinking in this flyer.
And what about the people of Burien, Liz? You've talked to some of them about their reaction to all of this.
Right. It's caused a lot of uproar in the city, and this has been ongoing since the sanctuary issues have come up in the last several months. There was a house party last night, a group that's come out to support the sanctuary ordinance. They hosted a party to write letters to the people, to the addresses that were named in this flyer, and just to show support for them, that whoever you are, whether you're undocumented or not, that we welcome you, we support you, you are our neighbors here. The person who organized that house party, her name is Carrie Gibbard Klein. And she said she's lived in Burien just a year and a half, so she's fairly new there, but she's got friends and neighbors on her block who are Mexican-American, who she's seen negative things happen to them. And she talked just a little bit about that flavor of Burien that she's seeing crop up that is really disturbing and kind of gets to this division within the community.
There's folks here who have Confederate flags who drive down the street with their trucks. There's people who make death threats to our progressive city council candidates. My wife was putting out a Black Lives Matter sign earlier this year, and from the dark, from across the street, somebody shouted white power.
And just briefly, there were people at that party, at the letter writing party last night, who lived in Burien 40, 50 years. They go to all the city council meetings. They say they've never seen anything like this in Burien, this level of division, anti-immigrant rhetoric, and see a real opportunity with this upcoming city council race to chart a course for Burien about being inclusive and being progressive.
Yeah, really contentious times for Burien. What happens next? What are they looking for next?
Yeah, well, there is an election next week, and four city council seats are open or up for election. And it's really been somewhat divided in the community, too. For those four council members, there's been a slate, one on each side, one that's viewed a little bit more conservative, one that's viewed more progressive. And they've kind of got into two blocks, and people see that could be very, you know, a lot at stake in what Burien decides on, who represents them next.
KUOW immigration reporter Liz Jones is following this for you, and we'll, of course, check back in with you, Liz, as this develops. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.